everything is up for grabs. Again, there's always teams that look good and then turn out to be bad and not the team you thought they were. And the Jacksonville is a perfect example of that. You know, Doug Peterson had that team looking good. They'd won a playoff game against the Chargers. Boom, they fail. He's run out of town. They end up drafting Travis Hunter, number two overall. Then they build back up this past year, collapse in the playoffs, but they're up and down. And so many NFL teams are up and down. From one year to the next, you can't count on them. But somebody's going to fizzle. Somebody who's good this year is going to be bad this coming year. Maybe it's the Patriots. Maybe it's a team that had a great offense, looked good. I know they brought in A.J. Brown and spent a lot to get him. And maybe it just doesn't work out. They'll have a tougher schedule. They had an easy schedule last year. Maybe it's them. Buffalo yielded that division to New England Patriots. Maybe that could happen. You know, maybe it's Jacksonville. You know, being 13-4 last year. I don't see Jacksonville being 13-4. I don't think them sniffing 13-4. But there will be a last place team to win the division. Who do you think that'll be, though, Rob? The choices in the AFC are the Jets, the Browns, the Titans, and the Raiders. I don't think it happens in the AFC, to be honest with you.
If you don't think it happens in the AFC, where do you have it? Because I think of those teams, if I were to rank the candidates, because I agree with you, I don't believe any of those teams are going to be worst to first. I think the Titans are the most likely, although I don't believe they will do it.
Cam Ward, year two. Yeah.
Robert Saleh is a good football coach.
He is.
Or at least a good defensive mind.
They just paid Simmons a crap load of money.
Yeah, and I think they had a nice draft. Like they're the team I think is most likely to do it. Their division's the weakest. So I think they're the most likely in the AFC, although I don't think anyone in the AFC will do it. But if you look across the landscape of the NFL, because it happens a lot, who is the worst to first candidate? Because I think there's a couple different options in the NFC.
The NFC is much, much different. The candidates will be the Giants, the Lions, the Saints, and the Cards. Let me just guess what your two top choices would be. Mine would be the Lions and the Saints.
That would be my top two as well.
That would be the top two.
I think the Giants are like, the Giants can do it.
I think the Giants are going to be one of those teams that makes the playoffs after missing.
I agree. I don't know if they're going to go worst to first, but they're a team to watch out for. But the Saints and the Lions seem like obvious choices for possible worst to first candidates in the NFL. Because
especially in that crappy division where 8-9-1 last year.
Also, the Saints might have the best quarterback in their division.
Tyler Shuck, baby.
I mean, I'm not saying they do or they don't, but it's very possible Tyler Shuck's the best quarterback in the NFC South.
I mean, the Cardinals, there's no way in hell. Cardinals are probably going to be drafting first in D.C. this year, even though they drafted Jeremiah Love this past year. He's going to find out the same fate what Austin Jeanty found out being a first-round running back. Or Omarion Hampton with the Chargers. Going to see what, just because you draft a running back in the first round, doesn't guarantee you any kind of success. Detroit's interesting. Because Green Bay, Chicago, and the Vikings, to be honest with you, Rob, I think the Lions could do it, to be honest with you. I think that'd be a good bet. It'd be hard, though, to bet against the Bears and what's going on with the Chicago Bears. I mean, I have the Chicago Bears at this point winning the NFC North. Yeah, the Lions would be a good candidate, you know, out of these teams to win it, but are you looking at the Bears better than the Packers and the Vikings? I know I still am. Bears won it last year by two games. Can they win it again this year? I think they can.
I think they can.
Luther Burton's really.
I don't think it's going to be because of Luther Burton. I think it's because Caleb Williams is a star.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It felt like there was a slight regression from the Lions because they lost Ben Johnson. Their offense, they fired their offensive coordinator midseason, and they were kind of a mess at times. But they're the kind of team that Dan Campbell and Jared Goff have always been good since they've been there. There's been one really bad year. I think that was year one for both of them. Other than that, they've been a competitive, salty bunch, and now they get a last place schedule. I think that's why the Lions are the option, but I'm probably higher on the Saints than most people because I do think Tyler Shuck's the answer, and that division stinks, and Kellen Moore had them playing really good football at the end of the season.
Really? Is that what you, okay. So as far as candidates that didn't make the playoffs last year, and you look at it and say, all right, that's guaranteed. I mean, the Dolphins didn't make the playoffs and the Jets, if we start in AFC East, I don't think either of them make it this year.
No, nothing's changing there.
The Bengals and the Browns didn't make the playoffs in the AFC North.
Bengals are definitely a candidate.
I think the Bengals make the playoffs.
They had a really good offseason, I think. I like their offseason. I mean, they
if Joe Burrow stay healthy.
Yeah, they had one big priority this offseason. Can we defend? And they've done everything they can to at least try to fix that option. Now, maybe you're right. Burrow's health will change things. But they definitely identified a weak link defense and tried to fix it.
The funny thing is the AFC South, The Indianapolis Colts. Remember everybody loving the Indianapolis Colts early in the season?
Danny Dimes.
And they put all their faith in Danny Dimes. You make a trade for Sauce Gardner because you think you have your quarterback figured out. Now they got to figure out a way to, I guess, go forward with Daniel Jones. And I have no idea what they're doing. They're in a mess. They're in an actual mess, Rob. They're in a rock and a hard place because that's a good roster. And they have put everything behind Daniel Jones, who was having a great year until he wasn't. So the Colts and the Titans didn't make the playoffs from the AFC South. Do the Colts? I mean, the Colts were 8-9. I mean, they were on the fringe of making the playoffs last year.
They feel like they're going to regress.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Then the AFC West, I think three teams actually come out of the AFC West in the playoffs. And I think the Raiders are the only team out, which is not a far stretch of the imagination.
Can I say that? The Raiders not making the playoffs. I don't want to make this sound like I'm pro Raiders making the playoffs. I think the Raiders are going to be really improved from this last year to this year. I think they're still like a tier behind everyone else, but they have a good coach. They have a good quarterback. Like they're quietly doing a nice job of building something out there. I just think this is the year one where it's taken in the teeth every night. But if Mendoza is the guy he was in Indiana, they have themselves a player out there.
I know they're working with their line, their wide receivers, because that's been a mess. But Brock Bowers, the tight end, Genty at running back. I mean, they're starting to put some skill positions there behind what you do when you draft the quarterback first overall. Good relationship between Cousins and Mendoza. I can see them being a 6-win football team this year, 6-7. I'm with you. I think they're still a couple years away. Like I thought the Patriots were, but they definitely surprised us. Are we going to have a team like the Patriots that come out of nowhere and make it all the way to the AFC title game?
Yes.
And almost the Super Bowl?
I mean, I don't know if they'll make it all the way to the Super Bowl again, but there's going to be a team me and you are not talking about that will come out of nowhere and do something. It happens every year in the NFL.
But who's it going to be, though?
I mean, last year you talked about the Patriots. Did you think the Jags were going to be what they were last year? I mean, they were 13-4. They were a real team. Did you think last year the Bills weren't going to win their division? Did anyone have the Broncos, you know, bouncing back from a first-round playoff exit to be the one seed? Like, there is 100% going to be a surprise in the NFL. That's just how the NFL works.
I'm just trying to figure out who it would be because you got to think quarterback. Quarterback development. Who's going to be the quarterback that goes out and surprises this year? I mean, is it going to be the Giants? And Jackson Dart suddenly finds it and has it? Are they going to be that surprise team that does it? Or is your Tyler Shuck and New Orleans Saints going to be that team to kind of lead the way in the NFC? I don't know, man. I just don't know where the surprises are going to come from. I think it's going to be standard issue in the AFC. I think it's going to be a fight there at the end with Burrow and Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I think you're going to see the same old crew there at the end. The NFC, I think, is more wide open for that kind of stuff going forward. I don't know. I'm just kind of interested in looking at the schedule. Yeah, it's always fun when the schedule comes out. But again, I care more about just like, 2 years ago, the Chiefs played 3 games in 11 days. It's stuff like that that stands out. Or when they average out, you know, who has less rest than any other NFL team. That stuff does come into play, especially with a team like the Chiefs that had an extra 20 games in the postseason during the Mahomes run. And comparative to what teams could do in playing 3 games in 11 days, that's tough. So it's time, place, where you're playing them, where you're playing in December, what's the weather going to look like? Are you playing in cold weather cities or are you flying out to L.A. like the Chiefs are? So I think the front end and the back end, definitely more appetizing, that 3-game road trip from you know where, going to Buffalo, then the Rams, then to the Bengals. By the way, Rob, last night, the Bengals, I can't stand the Bengals, but I respect